Mindfulness of phenomena or mental objects. Relax your body. Find your posture and start to regulate your breathing. Nice and gently. Feeling yourself come down to earth as you let go of the stress and tensions of the day. Pay particular attention to tension in the jaw, shoulders, scanning through your body in the usual way. To detect even the most subtle tensions and allowing yourself to let them go as you breathe out, taking 3 deep abdominal breaths to commence the meditation. As you breathe out, feeling that tension melt away. Breathing in through the nostrils and gently blowing out through the lips. And then relax into regular breathing in and out of the nostrils. This is the time in which you can observe thoughts coming and going. Follow your breath and stabilize the mind. Make your motivation that you're doing the meditation to increase your insight into the nature of our minds and our experience of life. This will increase your mindfulness and awareness of thoughts and emotions and your relationship to objects, people, life itself. Focus your attention on what you understand to be phenomena or mental objects. Events that arise in our minds. experiences of time and space. Flashes of visual objects. Experiences through the sense. And our question as we attend to these objects is, do we ever perceive these objects directly? Or are they simply conceptually experienced on often imagined attributes of a person or thing? So whatever phenomena arises for you, just rest in that mental perception without intervening with judgments, aversion or craving, without being a controller or controlled. Even experiences of the colour of objects can be examined in this way. As we meditate on the field of experience of the six senses, observe the events taking place within each of these domains of experience. Find the space, the silence, and the emptiness that is the background for all these sensual experiences. Emptiness in that they lack inherent existence from their own side and are just conceptually experienced. So focus on smells arising in your vicinity, be they ever so subtle. Close to you. And further away. Try not to identify them as the smell of your clothes, your skin cream or perfume, or the smell of baking or dust, just smell. within the space, the silence, and the emptiness of the smell. The smell exists within its interaction with yourself, whether you find it pleasant or unpleasant. That's your conceptual mind. Now turn to touch. Sensory experience of what you touch. Your seat. The clothes that rest against your skin. The air, either cool or warm, moist or dry, the hair on your head, and again, examine the space, the silence, and the emptiness of that sensory experience, and move to taste the subtle taste. Tongue against your lips, your teeth, the roof of your mouth. Perhaps of the air itself. The air is also a phenomenon. And repeat the process. Emptiness, silence. Space. And move to hearing. Both near to you and further. We can take this beyond the walls of our environments, out into the city or countryside, to hear the most subtle of breezes or sounds of people going about their lives. The emptiness, the space, the silence, as the environment for hearing these sounds. And finally, sight, with your lowered eyes. Gently experiencing whatever presents itself to you visually. Observe the space, the silence, and the emptiness that is the background of all these fields of experience. Observe everything as mere events. Is there anything permanent about any of these experiences, phenomena, mental objects? How do we understand the term mere events in relation to our meditation on phenomena? We are experiencing this as meditators. Take your experience to other beings, human-centered perspectives. Is it any different? Is it any different for any sentient being, the experience of phenomena, from their own perspective? And feel the connection between yourself and others and all sentient beings. We are all experiencing these impermanent events, and due to their impermanence, we are experiencing the difficulties and challenges of change. And that there is no controller or controlled. By examining and observing the origination, abiding, and dissolution of these mental states and events, we are able to increase our awareness and insight into the nature of reality. And gradually bring your meditation to an end. Absorbing your insight and wisdom into your heart.